A new alternative to tobacco is gaining popularity in the smoking community. Many smokers believe it to be healthier than cigarettes, but researchers are not so sure. Tri-State's Public Radio's Johnny Cather has the story.
22-year-old Christian Justice used to be a heavy user of tobacco.
For about 7 to 8 years, I smoked about 2 packs a day. I chewed about a can a day, and I used hookah quite frequently. Haven't had any of those three in over a year.
He says after quitting tobacco, he experienced drastic improvements to his overall health.
I feel way better. I can breathe in the mornings when I wake up. My chest doesn't hurt. I can actually go work out. I can go run without a problem. I don't get fatigued as easy anymore. I can smell. I can taste better. I feel a lot better.
Justice didn't kick his habit cold turkey, though. He did it with the help of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes have been on the U.S. market for just shy of a decade. They create a vapor that the users inhale, giving them a quick hit of nicotine. Smokers can get them in a variety of nicotine potencies, as well as thousands of flavors, such as watermelon, piña colada, even banana split. Justice became such an advocate for the tobacco alternative that he now manages 309 Vapors in Macomb. 309 specializes in the sale of a larger model of e-cigarette, also referred to as a vaporizer. They can even be smoked in the shop. While Justice credits e-cigarettes for helping him quit tobacco, critics of the product are skeptical. Erica Sward is the Assistant Vice President of National Advocacy for the American Lung Association. She feels ads touting the benefits of e-cigarettes are misleading.
Importantly, the Food and Drug Administration has not found any e-cigarette to be safe and effective in helping smokers quit. And I think that's a very important point to make, and that all of these claims are being made without any sort of proof and evidence and verification, especially from the federal government.
Sward says a large majority of e-cigarette users don't even fully quit their addiction to traditional cigarettes.
But one of the things that studies have shown is that in the overwhelming majority of people, especially those who are hoping to quit their regular tobacco or their regular smoking, they're not just using e-cigarettes, but 77% of them are also still smoking regular cigarettes.
Sward says e-cigarettes don't address the main source of the user's addiction because they're still getting their nicotine fix. Users often go back to smoking traditional cigarettes for this very reason. E-cigarettes are not only being marketed to help smokers quit their tobacco addiction either. Many smokers believe them to be significantly healthier than traditional cigarettes, partly because they're advertised that way. One selling point for e-cigarettes is that they release a harmless water vapor. Actress Katherine Heigl hit that point home on David Letterman's show in 2010.
Wait a minute, what was that?
It's water vapor.
Really?
I'm essentially humidifying the space.
Yeah, but there's nicotine in there?
There is. You blow out water vapor so you're not harming anyone around you and you're not harming yourself.
Now, Dr. Thomas Eisenberg does not exactly agree with Heigl's stance.
It's definitely true that it's not the case that they produce water vapor. What they do produce at the minimum is an aerosol that contains propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, nicotine, and then a variety of flavors that have been added to the liquid.
Propylene glycol is the same ingredient used to make artificial fog. The FDA recognizes it as safe, but not when it's being inhaled directly into the lungs. Eisenberg is a professor of health psychology at Virginia Commonwealth University. He's currently heading one of 14 e-cigarette studies being funded by the FDA. He says propylene glycol is not the only potentially harmful chemical found in e-cigarettes. He says some have been found to contain formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. Eisenberg adds that the chemicals in some e-cigarettes can lead to serious lung conditions like chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. The danger surrounding e-cigarettes does not just stem from the chemical makeup either. Eisenberg says reports of the devices exploding in the user's hands or mouths are not outside the realm of possibility.
I've absolutely found it to be plausible in that I've had an e-cigarette in my hand that, for reasons that I still can't explain, it wouldn't turn off. And so the heater was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. It was a metallic body in the e-cigarette. I could feel the heat, you know, starting to uncomfortably warm my hand, and I had to unscrew one part from another so that that wouldn't occur.
All these potential dangers stem from the fact that e-cigarettes are not currently regulated in the U.S. Despite the popularity, both the federal government and the FDA don't oversee production in any way. To date, there are more than 450 different brands of e-cigarettes and e-liquids. Users have no idea what they're getting in one or the other because there are no legal requirements for safety or consistency. Eisenberg believes this lack of regulation is a serious issue.
I think the biggest danger that can occur with e-cigarettes not being regulated is that what is in an e-cigarette today might not be what's in an e-cigarette tomorrow. So while you're using one today and experience no adverse health effects during that day-long use, you could pick up what you think is the same product tomorrow, but the ingredients could have changed completely. And without regulation, that can always be the case.
Eisenberg says the lack of product standards can affect the potency of the chemicals being inhaled. He says some e-cigarettes can get so hot that they produce dangerous levels of formaldehyde. The user would then inhale that without knowing it. Back at 309 Vapors, Christian Justice says he's personally seen e-cigarettes change lives for the better, despite the assertions being made by researchers. Justice says one customer at 309's store in Galesburg used to smoke 4 packs a day. He says she had major lung problems like COPD and emphysema. She couldn't even walk across their parking lot. But now, after switching to e-cigarettes,
she can actually walk around without having to sit down for half an hour to catch her breath. She hauled a air conditioner unit that she put in your window up a flight of stairs to her apartment. She's a lot better.
The long-term effects of e-cigarettes are still unknown. Researchers say it could be another 2 to 3 years before they have conclusive data. Until that data is out, the true effects of e-cigarettes won't be known. I'm Johnny Cather, Tri-State's Public Radio News.